Not one, but two of the top stars in cable news are out. Here's what Fox News announced about its best-known host earlier today.
Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson have mutually agreed to part ways. Tucker's last show was this past Friday.
Then, not even an hour later, CNN said it was parting ways with morning anchor Don Lemon. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik is sprinting to keep us up to date on all of this, and he joins us now. Hey, David.
Hey, Elsa.
Okay, let's start with Fox News. I mean, it's the most watched cable network. We're arguably talking about its biggest star here. What are they saying about Carlson's departure exactly?
Not much beyond what you heard Harris Faulkner say there just moments ago in your introduction. They, you know, thank him for his time there. They're saying that his last show was Friday, that there'll be a rotating series of Fox personalities filling in at 8 p.m. To give you an idea of how big a surprise this was, he said, "I'll see you Monday," to his viewers at the end of his sign-off last week. And then today, moments before Faulkner made that announcement to Fox's viewers, they were promoting his show tonight.
So then why is this happening? Do we know? And do we know why right now?
Well, look, I think it's fair to note that this happens basically 6 days after this epic $750 million settlement with an election tech company called Dominion Voting Systems for defamation. But Carlson, while he featured in that lawsuit, wasn't by any means the worst offender there. In fact, he had real contempt for former President Trump, who was peddling a lot of these lies of election fraud back in 2020. Documents show he's withering contempt for his colleagues, for Trump. There is another lawsuit that may be more relevant. It's filed by his former chief booker, that is a producer who brings guests on the show. Her name's Abby Grossberg. She alleged that his workplace for his show was rife with sexism, rife with misogyny, that she was paid less because she was a female. An executive acknowledged that, that Nancy Pelosi was depicted in a sexist way. And she said that he used a vulgar epithet, like the most, I think, vile epithet you can use for a woman, in describing one of Trump's key allies, Sidney Powell. And let me say, although it was a shocking term, I wasn't totally surprised by that. I had heard him use this term getting off a van at the Republican National Convention in 2016. Huh. I said to Carlson, "Tucker, what are you doing?" And he said, "What? She is." It was about someone else. It was pretty appalled in the moment.
So what's Abby Grossberg's response to Carlson's firing?
Her lawyer says that this is a vindication of everything that she has alleged, and that this is an important move towards justice, and that she is right to have made these allegations against Carlson as well as against Fox News, which she said pressured its legal team had pressured her not to acknowledge the environment in which she felt she was working at Fox. I would say I reached out to Carlson for comment as well as some of our colleagues, and that we have not heard back from him. He has not made any public comment.
Okay, let's turn real quick to CNN and Don Lemon. He is a longtime, well-known name at the network. He used to have his own primetime show. And today, Lemon, he tweeted that he was stunned by the news that he no longer had a job there. What led to CNN's decision? Do we know?
Well, we don't know precisely what the predicate was, but we sure have a whole lot of breadcrumbs that led to this moment. You had a number of instances in which it was seen that Lemon behaved in a demeaning and belittling way towards women. He then made a comment towards Nikki Haley, the Republican presidential candidate, saying she was past her prime. He was asked to undergo sensitivity training. He's been such a star. He saw himself as the star of the morning show in the morning. And ultimately, CNN is asserting itself over what had been one of its most important figures.
That is NPR's David Folkenflik. Thank you so much, David.
You bet.